I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
So welcome back to the show, folks. We've got Jeremy Byron from Forecastly dealing with an area which I don't think is discussed enough, because it is a thorny area and everyone's obsessed with finding the perfect product. But if you find a product that sells well, fantastic. But then you have a problem with inventory management. We've discussed this, Jeremy, quite a bit about avoiding stockouts. Now, let's discuss the other side of that equation. So you're talking about excess inventory, which is obviously your money tied up in a product which is moving slowly or just isn't going to do very much. Tell us more about how to deal with that.
Sure. Excess inventory is a tough one, right? Everybody runs into it. It just happens. If you've been selling on Amazon long enough, you will have a product that doesn't sell as well as you expected. Once again, there's no crystal ball. It's not magic. We don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes things just, you think it's going to be a hot seller and it just doesn't work. Always, the first thing that I recommend with excess inventory is from a marketing perspective. Take a long, hard look as far as what can we do. And this is an obvious one, probably, but a lot of folks don't think about, what can I do from a marketing perspective? How can I make this page convert better? Should we invest a little bit in product photography and new product photography so we can save our behind and get our $10,000 back out of this item, or $5,000 or whatever it may be? And then pay-per-click ads. Should we, once again, it's an investment. It's going to take some time to perfect it, but is there anything that we can do as a last-ditch effort? I'm assuming people are really thinking it's excess inventory, they've already thought of all that, right? You have a couple options. Number one, you can pull the inventory and go down a bit different path. You can wholesale it. You can sell it on a different channel. You'd be surprised. Sometimes people will buy lots of inventory on eBay, or there are some other sites out there that will help you out with that. And I can't think of them off the top of my head, but they'll basically sell inventory in bulk. You can reach out to, let's just bring up an example, right? You can reach out to these sites that do flash sales. That's one that a lot of people don't think of. Reaching out to, say, like touchofmodern.com. I'm thinking like physical goods, so goods around the house, maybe kitchen products. If it's a well-designed product, it's high quality, it's a good brand, Touch of Modern will pick it up for you, and they'll flash sale those, which can be pretty cool. You know, that will free up your cash. If you want to leave it at Amazon, the obvious one is just lower your price. Even if you're losing money on every sale, I don't mean that you're getting a negative payout from every sale, because that's a big difference. After you factor in your inventory costs, you're losing a slight amount of money. At least you're putting that cash back into your pocket so you can reinvest it in a different product, and you're getting your money back.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think one of the things that people need to get their heads around is the fact that somehow, and the way it's been marketed as an opportunity private label on Amazon, I think is a bit unhelpful. And that's how I was pitched on it initially, and gradually learned from experience that is not a good model, is that everyone goes in hoping that their one product choice, their one SKU is going to magically sell. And of course, it's not always, as you said, there's not crystal ball. Jungle Scout's a very helpful tool, so are other things, but they don't guarantee a result. So yeah, I think it's important to go in with A, the mentality it might not work, and B, some strategies for liquidating if it doesn't. And you've just given us a couple of really golden ones that I don't think I've heard before. So that's really, really helpful. Thank you. And what can we do on the side of forecasting to try and avoid excess inventory?
That's a tough one. It's just like preventing stockouts. I mean, they kind of go hand in hand, right? So you want to think long and hard about, it really comes down to a plan. And a lot of folks just don't have a really good plan. In the case of excess inventory, they're just kind of, a lot of sellers, when they're running a new product, they'll just go on a whim. I spoke with somebody just yesterday. They had excess inventory and they ran into it because they bought 3,000 units of a product that they have never sold before. It's not a variation of an existing product. It's just they said, 3,000 sounded like a good number. We got a good cost on them at 3,000 units. I don't care I do care. I want to know, in the long run, am I going to make money on that initial product? But in that initial order, I just want to prove that this product is going to sell, right? And then I'll know what my, I want to know what my cost is for the second order. So if I can buy those 750 units and break even on each sale, sounds good to me. At least I know on my next order, I've already proven that that's, this thing can sell at this price. And on my next order, I can buy whatever, 3,000 or 5,000 units and make a lot more on every sale.
Makes sense.
I'm not telling you to break even on every sale. Don't get me wrong. That's for sure. But at least when you're initially testing a product, you know, don't beat yourself up that you're not making as much as you expected on the on your first orders, simply because you had to pay more because you wanted to order a smaller amount.
That makes a lot of sense as well. And that's, again, that's one of those bits of bad advice that everyone gets obsessed with, getting you out there out of the gate profitable, which is, as you say, is lovely if it can happen, but it's good to think at least beyond the first order, which comes back to your original point, which is that the point of forecasting inventory is about the second order at the very, very least. Couple of things I wanted to ask you about then in relation to that. One is the idea of just, in order to avoid the problem of excess inventory, since that's kind of our focus at the moment, of just ordering, say, 100 units of a SKU or several different SKUs, knowing full well that they're going to go out of stock. But as going further down the road you were suggesting, which is just purely testing demand and looking at what your profit will be in the future if you get XYZ cost price. Is that something you think is worth doing? And what are the plus and minus points from your inventory management perspective? Yep.
Well, as a new seller, it could be very difficult to think, hey, I'm going to sell these products, I'm going to invest all this cash and I'm not going to make that much money. And it will slow your growth because you're going to tie up cash and you're not making as much money on the cash that's tied up in those new products. And I'm not necessarily saying that you shouldn't make money on them. You just might not make as much money as you're going to make when you can buy in bulk and you can ship via sea. I'm going to buy 5,000 units instead of 750, but at least you're lowering your risk. So you're lowering your reward because you don't have the opportunity to make as much money on that initial order, but only on that initial order. In the long run, you'll be better off. You're lowering your risk for that initial order, especially as a new seller. You want to limit your risk as much as possible. Yes, I'm not going to invest $1,000 and make $10,000 right off the bat. But if that $1,000 goes up in smoke and that inventory just sits at Amazon, at least you can kind of save face a little bit. It's not going to be $1,000. It'll be a smaller amount because it'll be a smaller quantity that you're buying. That's what I meant.
So what about the idea, instead of, let's go to the opposite extreme, instead of this person ordered just 3,000 units based on nothing particularly except what's in their head, you're suggesting this, for example, 750 units, if you've got a 45-day lead time on this thing and you think you can sell 750, what about if I took another approach and said, okay, I've got seven potential products I want to sell, I'm just going to get 100 units of each, knowing full well that if it takes off the way it should, they'll sell out within a week. Is that worth doing, do you think?
I mean, that's a debatable topic. And I'm sure some folks take that approach and that's their strategy. But in my particular, from my experience, it's not the right move. Because what you're going to do is end up building up your sales rank, and then you're just setting yourself up for disaster because you know you're going to go out of stock right away. So in your example, you said, all right, I sold them out in a week, right? So now I sell them out in a week, but I have a 45-day lead time. So I'm going to have a 45-day stock out almost guaranteed unless I can negotiate with my supplier and pay more money to have those things expedited. So either way, you're kind of, it's very difficult. But from my experience, what works best is just getting a plan in place, thinking about your lead time, thinking about your second order, and then negotiating what your MOQ is with your supplier. So they're saying, yep, I have, it's 1,000, let's make up a number, let's use your 2,000 unit. There's a 2,000 unit MOQ, minimum order quantity, for those folks that haven't heard that before. You can come back to them and say, I'm okay moving forward with the 2,000 unit minimum order quantity for future orders because we're planning on ordering from you quite a bit. But in our initial order, it's company policy that we can't order any more than, say, 1,000 units.
Company policy, I like that. At least it implies that you have a sort of ongoing strategy I mean, they'll probably pick up on the fact that it's BS, but at least it gives the right signals, right?
Yeah, if you're using a Gmail account or something, they might pick up on it. But it's, I mean, you can play along, but that's okay. I mean, it's even if it's just you, when they know it's just you, this is my policy, right? Here's what I do.
That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode. Hi, this is Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA. I've got a quick one for you. If you're super stoked and awesomely excited to sell on Amazon, that's great. But if you're American, I'm afraid you need to stop listening, because this one is for the Brits only. I'm not being biased, but this is because I'm talking about something which is based in London. So you're going to need to be in Britain or near Britain to take advantage of it. The basic problem we have as internet entrepreneurs is we are lonely and isolated, because we're tapping, sadly, at our tablets on our own. We're cooped up with our computers and we're going insane with the internet. We need to connect to other people. It's only a human thing, right? And relationships are the basis of all good business. So if you are in that situation, keep listening, because we have a solution called the Amazing FBA London Mastermind. But I'm going to specifically talk to you if you're in that situation, but you are yet to launch on Amazon. So you want to launch on Amazon, you haven't got there yet. This is exactly for you. It's called the Zero to Hero Pre-Launch Mastermind. And our aim is very simple: to get you from research or importing, or even if you've got products on the way to Amazon, to launch with your first product live on Amazon. That's our goal. That's our focus. How do we achieve that? Very simple. We have a face-to-face meeting of up to 15 people, no more than that. So it's very, very focused. And you get 30 minutes minimum to talk about your business and focus on the single issue that's blocking you that month to move you forward. The other way we keep you accountable is that we have a video accountability call once a month as well, which it goes in between the physical meetups, so that we keep that momentum going, because momentum's everything, guys. As you know, on your own, you just lose the dream and you fall into slowness, and then the business just dies from neglect. So we do the opposite. We keep it moving. We keep each other motivated. We inspire, and we tell the truth about what doesn't work so other people can learn from it. We also have a couple of other things. I give an exclusive newsletter available only to members of the Mastermind, where I share the latest tips, techniques, and tricks, and bigger strategies that I'm trying on my Amazon businesses, and tell you what works and frankly what doesn't work as well, so you can learn from my mistakes. And of course, there's an exclusive Facebook group to share all this good stuff with each other in between the meetings and the accountability calls. So there's a ton on offer here. It's obviously going to be very limited because it's maximum 15 people anyway, but for the first 5 people who come on board, there will be a special deal and a very special price for life. But that's obviously only for the first 5 people who come on board. So if you want to check it out, just go to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find out there more about it. You can apply there as well if you want to. And if you move fast, you might even be one of the lucky first 5 people to take advantage of it as well. So that's amazingfba.com/London Mastermind. I'm going to put this video out to everyone on my podcast and everyone in the Facebook group, of which we've got nearly 900 members now, and on the YouTube channel. So I imagine that this will fill quite quickly. So if you're serious about it, get yourself over to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find. Thanks for listening.